I've seen lots of sparkling eyes and good complexion sacrificed to swing records at bedtime. Mind you, I'm all for music in its place. But there is a lot of sound sense in that old expression, beauty sleep. So snap out that light early enough every night to get 8 or 9 hours of this most effective beauty treatment.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny and the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Now, I wanted this week to focus on not just music, but I wanted us to take a look at the influence it has in fashion. And there's nothing more iconic than the 1960s beehive hair, which I just learned the only difference between a bouffant and a beehive is all piled up high, while the bouffant, you still have some hair hanging down the sides. And there are female artists that really took that hairstyle and made it their own and turned it into their trademark, such as Dolly Parton or Honey Lantry. But in my opinion, there was no one else that really rocked this hair like the Ronettes. They were the epitome of raw talent and rebellion, and they were a complete 180 from the usual girl group. They were not refined, they did not have classical vocal training. These girls just simply piled their hair on high and wore heavy eyeliner, carving out their own rightful place as a girl group, but also in the rock and roll realm. And although Phil Spector is given complete credit for creating the Ronettes, which he deserves some credit, it was ultimately the girls that added that rock and roll rebellion through their tight dresses, their layered mascara, and of course, their big hair. Ronnie Spector can be quoted saying, "We didn't have a hit record to grab their attention, so we had to make an impression with our style. None of it was planned out, we just took the look we were born with and extended it." So here's this week's episode, dedicated to beehive baddies that ultimately want to make us empty our hairspray cans in one sitting. Enjoy!
She's too loud, and with the sandy blonde hair and the sweet
just a little random fact. The beehive was created in 1960 by Margaret Vinci Pelt, and she was asked by editors of Modern Beauty Salon magazine to create a new hairdo. And her inspiration for this new massive hair was essentially designed after her favorite velvet hat that she owned. And much like how this hairstyle impacted the girl group phenomenon, the girl group phenomenon definitely impacted the music world. You know, just right over the pond, the Beatles were absolutely enamored by these groups. You know, they covered the Shirelles songs, Boys and Baby It's You. So the Fab Five were fans themselves. And although these groups left an impression in the music industry, it was very difficult to remain relevant. It was incredibly rare if they lasted any longer than 2 to 3 years, as they were ultimately entering a male-dominated world. These girl groups were portrayed as sweet and docile, and media coverage and record labels ensured that they didn't really break out of that mold, creating this very formulaic girl group, and that ultimately would grow old. And although they didn't receive the respect that they deserved then, people still remember their classic hits and their timeless style. So here's just a few more of those classic hits.
Give me- been hearing you're concerned about my happiness. But all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worrying about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I got dressed up, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow this swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. And you can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright, and anyway my eyes are not accustomed to this light. And my boots are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It was female artists and girl groups that were treated the absolute worst in the music industry. Take, for example, the Crystals. They were cheated of royalties when Spector paid a session singer a flat studio fee to record songs like He's a Rebel. And the credit went to the group, but they never saw a penny of it. And although these groups were treated unfairly in a male-dominated world, it was their style and hair that really carved out a space that still impacts contemporary artists, such as Adele and Amy Winehouse, may she rest in peace. So let's not forget about the girl group phenomenon that still impacts the music industry today. And let's also not forget the fact that Napalm Nanny and the Shack is a weekly show. I am releasing it every single Saturday morning. Thank you guys so much for the support. Thank you guys so much for the amazing conversations about music. Till next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny.